Welcome back. You thought I was kidding. I wasn't kidding. Said coming up next, we're going to talk some Globetrotters. I'm not kidding. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs reminding you, go out and get a $25 gift card. Buy the gift that keeps on giving. And they will give you a free 7.5-inch sub from Cousin Subs. That's the gift that keeps on giving. The official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Joining us here in studio, Elgato Melendez. Now, am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, that's good. You're not kidding.
You are the now you are from Puerto Rico, played in North Carolina.
Yes.
So how does a guy go from being in Puerto Rico to now on the Globetrotters? An amazing journey.
There you go. I mean, it's been amazing. Born and raised in Puerto Rico, you know, growing up in baseball country, watching all these amazing baseball players, you know, in the major leagues, like Edgar Martinez, you know, I can go on and on with those guys. And
I would figure at 6'8", your strike zone was huge.
If I knew I was going to be 6'8", I would have stayed pitching. You know, knowing that I can make millions of dollars just pitching two games a week.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I like baseball, but for some reason, I fell in love more with basketball. You know, it was something that it was more hyper for me. I was, you know, just running around all the time, and my dad was a runner, my grandfather was a runner, and I was just, you know, wanted to be moving all the time. And for some reason, basketball was the one for me. And hey, I started at 6, ended up going as an exchange student my senior year of high school to McDowell High School in Marion, North Carolina. And then I got recruited by Dean Smith and Coach Guthrie to go to University of North Carolina. Got to two Final Fours. I got to play with, had a chance to play with Vince Carter, Antoine Jamison, all these guys. Michael would come back in the summer and play, pick up with us. I mean, it was just an amazing experience. And then got a chance to play professional in Europe and in Puerto Rico. And then I got a chance to go with the Globetrotters.
No, you played for the Puerto Rican national team too?
Yes, two years.
That's what I thought so.
Yes, the 2 years of that.
What kind of experience was that? Because it's one thing to represent North Carolina. It's another thing to represent your country.
Oh, man. That part right there is something that I think athletes are missing. Professional athletes nowadays are missing. You know, anybody that doesn't have a big contract, and for them the biggest show on earth is going to the Olympics, you know, and I'm not saying just, you know, basketball players, but just the feeling of representing your island, especially as little as Puerto Rico and going to Olympics. And I never had the chance to Olympics, but I played for different Pan American Games and Central American Games. And those are also mean a lot when you play for your country.
So now you get, first of all, how did you get hooked up with the Globetrotters?
I got recommended by a coach named Sam Worden. And then from there, I got to the tryout. And tryout was just straight up basketball tryout from that point on. And then I went, I did good, got invited to the training camp. And that's how everything started.
So the Globetrotters are a different animal because you know basketball one way.
Yes.
They play basketball another.
Yes.
Not to mention all the trick things that go on. Are you born with the ability to do all the trick stuff that happens, or is this something that you guys sit in the gym and toss three-quarter court shots all day long?
It's pretty much that every single day.
Yeah.
I'm working out on things. You know, when I got into training camp, I did not know how to do any of the tricks. But then you get together with the older players and learn a little bit from each one of them and just apply what works for you, you know, when you can fit it to your the way you are, you know, you put your charisma into it, you put your little bit of you into those tricks, and it would totally look different than everybody else's tricks. And that's the cool part about it. You know, you learn so much, not just in the game of basketball, but doing media, doing a promo, talking to kids, going to schools, you know, going to the hospitals. It goes beyond the basketball court.
So you go to North Carolina, obviously you're getting FaceTime, you're playing for your country. And now you're the first Puerto Rican ever to play for the Harlem Globetrotters. I mean, so here it's a big deal, and you've got certainly a following. But there, are you like, you know, on posters everywhere now?
I think the issue with Puerto Rico is either you are like a superstar NBA or you like a musician. You know, and that's it. That's it. You know, the only thing that people know that
I
am.
Can you play the guitar and play basketball at the same time?
I can play drums and do things like that. You know, I DJ for fun, and people know me as well doing that. But, you know, I think I was talking to a couple of my friends, and they were like, man, I think if you would have gone to the NBA, you would not be doing the positive things that you're doing right now, because sometimes money can change you, you know? Yeah. And we were talking about recently about it. Is you doing so much positive stuff, not just for us on the island, but also for everybody else around that you visit, every hospital, every school. You know, you're always doing something positive every single day for kids.
How often, by the way, we're talking with Elgato Melendez of the Harlem Globetrotters, the first ever Puerto Rican-born player to ever play for the Harlem Globetrotters. So how often do you get back to Puerto Rico?
Every year. Okay. I get to spend about two and a half months, sometimes three, depends on how the schedule goes. When I go there, and then I spend about two months in in North Carolina, and the rest of the year I'm on the road.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's warmer there right now.
It is where you want to be right now.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of happy the sun came out today. I was like, please, sun, come out sometime. Yeah. But you know, it's a great time to get away from the cold and go to Puerto Rico and enjoy a nice pina colada at the beach, and you know.
Now you're making me salivate. Yeah, I mean, now I'm like ready to go.
Take a little vacation.
Travel plans.
Get away.
So, as the first Puerto Rican player ever on the Harlem Globetrotters, how have you been received?
Great. Yeah? I mean, I remember the first time when I came in, everybody super happy, super excited. The hard part was because being the first Puerto Rican to showcase me so big, they were like, hey, you're going to play in the first game in 10 days. So you have to get your tricks going. I'm like, huh? I got to learn all these tricks in 10 days? So I was having pressure big time. But, you know, I learned a very basic routine that it was long enough for them to say my name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm out of the circle.
Yeah. Hey, did you know the history of the Globetrotters? I mean,
no.
I was going to say, because it's had a huge history for years and years.
Oh,
and years.
Yes. And that would make – that's because the first thing I saw, the first time I saw them was on Scooby-Doo. So I thought it were cartoons for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, like Superman's a cartoon, Batman was a cartoon. So
right.
I never thought it was real. And then I saw Metalog hitting the hook shot on Worldwide Sports on Sundays. And I was like, oh, these guys are for real. So then I did not know anything until becoming Globetrotter. And now when you hang out with Curly, he tells you stories, and you learn the real history of the Globetrotters. You're like, wow, it can get more privileged to be in here as a Puerto Rican and be part of this history than anything else that I ever think about.
That's just it. It was when it first started out, it was a great, fun team to watch, but there was a racial motivation to it.
Yes.
There was history to it. There was from where they came from to it.
Yes.
I mean, and you carry all of that every time you walk on the court.
Yes, and the cool part was when people ask about it, like you are, I love it, because then you can tell how we started. You know, 1926. People think, oh, well, you're not the original Globetrotters. So you saw the Globetrotters.
They're all dead.
So, no, they wasn't. So you better be 100 some years old to talk about seeing the original Globetrotters.
Right.
You know, and we're gonna be 94 soon. You know, 94 years straight.
Yeah,
and breaking the barrier of gender and race. You know, a lot of people don't know that all these Afro-American players that we love nowadays got a chance to play in the NBA because of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Right.
You know, and people was like, really? We said, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can go beyond onto the Department of State taking us to open relationship with different countries like Germany. You know, the Jesse Owens story.
Yeah.
When he went back to Germany. And the president, the new president, shook both of his hands because he was denied at one point from the previous president. And we were the one opening that whole ceremony as Globetrotters in the basketball game.
Right.
And it's so many stories, especially when you hang out with Curly and he's having a steak telling you all the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it sounds awesome. So you guys are going to be at the Pfizer Forum.
Yes.
This time of year is always Globetrotter year. We always look for a lot of big New Year's Eve parties. We look for great Christmas parties. And then you guys. I mean, that's your tradition. Short of Punxsutawney Phil coming out as Groundhog Day, you guys are our Groundhog Day for this time of year.
Yes.
So the Pfizer Forum, beautiful new place, looking to pack the house. The Globetrotters are going to be in town. Do you know the dates? You have it on top of your head?
It's going to be December 31st. New Year's Eve. It's
always
a tradition
always
to say bye to the year and Globetrotter style. And we're going to be there at 1 and 6 at the new arena, new place. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And it's funny because I went to see it the other day, and the Marquette jerseys are hanging.
Yeah.
And the funny part is Butch Lee was the guy that knocked on my door when I was a little kid. You know, and he saw me play. He said, "Hey, come on, man. You gotta come in with me." And my grandma was like, "Who are you?" I'm Butch Lee. You know, he explained who he was. And then he took me out to the basketball court, started working out with me. And that's when I saw, you know, he showed me his rings, his NBA ring, his NCAA ring, the Sports Illustrated magazines. And I'm like, oh, so it's something else beyond this what I'm doing. And it's funny because I took a picture and sent it to him. He's like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, you got there's more reason to come out and see you because there's a Wisconsin tie and a Marquette tie to you.
Yes, yes.
So and it's going to be a fun after time. That, did you become a Marquette fan, or who were you a fan of?
Well, he got a little upset when I went to North Carolina, but then you know he felt like he did his job to provide me the way to see things differently, and I grew up watching Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And when you see Michael, everybody want to be Mike. Everyone want to do everything what Mike did. And one for me was going to the University of North Carolina.
So tell me about the first time you met Michael Jordan.
Man, it was like I never felt starstruck until that time. And I remember he was coming parking in the Smith Center, and I was coming in, and I heard the Ferrari coming in, and we're like, whoa, okay, what's this? And then you say. You see the license plate, you're like, oh, that guy.
Yeah. Was he just
When he came out of the car, he had a suit on, and he actually came out in slow motion. Like, literally in slow motion. Like, I cannot make that up. I saw him coming out of the car in slow motion. It was windy, and the tie was kind of flying to the side, like in slow motion. And he's like, "Welcome to the University of North Carolina." That's exactly how I heard it. And I think I was just maybe passing out at the same time when he was coming in, and that's why I saw that like that. But it was an amazing experience, and got a chance to play pickup and see him play against other guys. And he was still in his prime because that was right after the Utah series.
Yeah,
so it was crazy.
And ultimately competitive too.
Oh, well,
even in pickup games.
I feel bad because Jerry Stackhouse talked. Trash to him with that time, and we're like, "Oh, here goes the pickup game."
Yeah,
there goes the pickup game.
Ain't nobody gonna play.
Ain't nobody gonna touch the ball now.
What a great story! His name is Elgato Melendez. He is going to be part of the Harlem Globetrotters that is coming up on New Year's Eve. Shows at 1 and 6.
1 and 6. And for more information, you can go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for tickets and also Ticketmaster.
It is a pleasure, man. Thanks for stopping by and hanging out with us for a little while.
Thank you, guys.
Fantastic stuff. There you go. We're going to go take a quick break.